for those of you just tuning in, we are listening to a really fun fight between my co-star...
No, we're not fighting. We're just having a conversation.
All right. We're listening to a really fun conversation between my co-star from Serial Apis 2 and her fiancé who doesn't believe women should have dreams.
Back that juice.
What is the harm if I audition?
Well, what if you get it?
I don't know. I make a movie. We could become rich and famous, win an Oscar, Golden Globe, and live an incredibly wonderful life.
From a Kevin Smith movie.
Now.
Don't you listen to him, buddy. You're awesome. You're one of the greatest directors of our time.
I don't have a part for you, Wheaton.
And that was Kevin Smith.
Thanks a lot.
I'm just trying to protect you. How many times did I see you get your heart broken trying to make it as an actress?
Okay, instead of protecting me, why don't you try being excited when something good happens?
I'm always excited for you. I'm excited that you found this new job where you're making decent money.
Decent? I make twice what you make.
Wait, twice?
Yeah.
Like, times two twice?
For those of you at home, Leonard just found out his fiancée makes way more money than he does. Let's listen.
I went to school for half my life. I have a doctorate. I'm still paying off college loans.
Well, how much do you owe? Maybe I can help you out.
Well, can we just turn off the podcast for a little bit?
For those of you at home, I am shaking my head no.
How's it going, Sheldon?
Wonderful. I just finished hanging the lights.
Can I come in?
Yes. Oh, but enter through the side. Batman is a load-bearing blanket.
Amazing.
I know. This isn't the printout. This is my real face.
What are we doing? This is a fort. Let's sit on the floor.
Roughing it? Okay. Everything looks so big from down here. This must be how Leonard feels.
I'm surprised you could hear me with this thin mint in your ear.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, I should probably get going.
Oi, have you noticed how often people say that when you start to do magic?
Sorry, I have a long drive.
Well, I hope I get to see you again.
I hope so, too. I've always dreamed of having a brother to play catch with.
Keep dreaming.
I threw out the first pitch at an Angels game.
Wow.
He did it with a robot.
You had sex with a robot?
That's not what she meant.
But technically, yes.
Hang on. If you're making all this money, where is it?
In a safe place.
What does that mean? Under your bed?
No, it means a diversified portfolio of stocks and bonds. I'm not overly conservative. I'm young, so my guy said I can afford to take some risks.
Wait a minute, you have a guy?
Don't you have a guy?
Why would I have a guy? I don't have any money!
Oh, sweetie, you should really get some money.
For those of you listening at home, how great is this?
Well, I'm begging you, just please turn that off.
Sure. And we're back.
A big deal out of this. So our roles have changed a bit over the last couple years. This is the way life is. And I'm sure in time they'll change again.
Great. You're not only more successful than me, now you're more mature.
Hey, look, would it make you feel better if I did something dumb, like sneak out of work one day to go audition for a Kevin Smith movie?
That would be great, thank you.
I'm just going to jump in here real quick. Leonard, a moment ago, you were dead set against Penny resuming her acting career, but now you're all for it. Is it fair to say that she played you like a violin?
Yes, it is, Will.
So, I have to ask, was the robot sexy?
It was actually just a mechanical hand.
Because that's all you need, right?
You are my brother.
Okay, so the final four forts in the first annual Best Fort Ever contest, or Fort Off, are Fort Knox, Fort Ticonderoga, Fort Sumter, and Fort Cozy McBlanket.
I'd say Knox over Ticonderoga, because it's got the gold, mm-hmm. and McBlanket over Sumter, because it has a higher thread count. Oh, 10 o'clock. Date night's over.
But no, we haven't picked a winner.
We both know this one's gonna win.
Well, of course we do. Fort Knox doesn't have a secret physics lending library.
Come on, I'll help you take this down.
Well, wait, what if just this once we suspend the date night parameters and you stay later?
Well, as long as we're suspending the parameters, I could stay really late and we could have our first sleepover.
That's a big step.
It's a big fort.
Very well. I will agree to a family-friendly, G-rated boy-girl sleepover.
PG. Some scenes may be too intense for younger viewers.
G-rated with a warning for families with babies and toddlers.
Got yourself a sleepover.
Do you need to borrow a toothbrush or pajamas?
Would it alarm you to know that I hid those things here 2 years ago just in case this ever came up?
It would, but you know how much I admire preparedness. How did you know we'd be in the living room?
Who says this is the only one I hid?
What is this?
We built a fort!
Those my sheets?
Yes, they are!
Oh, well, you kids have fun. I'm gonna go to sleep.
What, Leonard, don't you want to see the inside of the fort?
Yeah, I'm good.
You would, oh, come on. I really want to tell someone they can't come in.
Okay, fine. Sheldon, may I please visit your fort?
I want to say no, but it's too glorious. Get in here!
Thank you.
Have a seat on the floor.
Not there, that's my spot.